This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant at Piranha in Ahmedabad city today. The plant has been established on public-private partnership PPP model at a cost of ₹375 crore. Our correspondent reports that this will be Ahmedabad's first waste-to-energy plant, which will prove to be a big step towards a green future. We have a report. The state's largest waste-to-energy plant, which has been set up at Piranha Landfill in Ahmedabad, is a joint partnership between Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation and the Jindal Urban Waste Management Company. The plant, which was set up on an experimental basis, was inaugurated officially today. Nearly 1,000 metric tons of solid waste will be processed in the plant per day, generating 15 megawatts of energy. Withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand is underway. Today is the last day for the withdrawal of nomination papers. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. Final figure of the candidates remaining in the fray after the withdrawal is expected by this evening. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 28th November, while the first phase of polling will be undertaken on 13th November in 43 constituencies. 685 candidates are in the first phase after withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will be on 23rd November. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Lakshadweep and Puducherry on the statehood day of their states. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted the contributions made by the people of the states and union territories in the country's development journey. Mr. Dhankar wished that these states and union territories continue to flourish and progress, contributing to the peace and prosperity of the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished for the happiness and success of the people of the states and union territories. The new train ticket advance reservation booking rules have come into force from today. The railways has reduced the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. However, all the bookings done up to 31st October this year will remain intact. According to the Railways Ministry, 60-day booking window will help in reducing the chances of ticket hoarding, ensuring more tickets to passengers. The ministry said it was observed that about 21% of reservations done for 61 to 120 days period were getting cancelled. Certain daytime express trains like the Taj Express and Gomti Express will continue to follow the lower time limits for advance reservations. Government has released the operational guidelines of central sector scheme Namo Drone Didi. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry has approved the central sector scheme for providing drones to the women self-help groups under Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission. The scheme aims to provide drones to 14,500 selected women self-help groups during the period from 2024-25 to 2025-26 with an outlay of 1,261 crore rupees. In the US, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, the Democratic and Republican contenders for the 5th November US presidential election, began a tour of swing states in the final week of campaigning. The two contenders are locked neck to neck, according to pre-poll surveys. Most surveys have put Harris marginally ahead of Trump. She was elevated as a Democrat's presidential nominee after Biden decided not to seek re-election. Rajesh Kumar Singh, a 1989 batch IAS officer from Kerala cadre, today assumed charge as the defense secretary. Mr. Singh succeeded a 1988 batch IAS officer of Andhra Pradesh cadre, Giridhar Aramane, who superannuated from service yesterday. Before taking charge, Mr. Singh laid a wreath and paid homage to the fallen heroes at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. Earlier, Mr. Singh was holding the charge of Secretary of the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade in the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The air quality in Delhi has slipped to very poor category after Diwali celebration. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, National Capital's air quality index was recorded at 351 at 1 p.m. As per the Indian Meteorological Department forecast, the air quality is likely to remain in very poor category during next 3 days. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Arjun Khade has advanced to the men's double semifinals at the Bratislava Open, being held at Slovakia. The Indian duo will take on the pair of Julian Cash of United Kingdom and Nicolas Berry and Tos of Colombia in the semifinals this evening. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.